Yivamos Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel 13:13, the last of the Perik. And here we have a situation in which Hanoderes Hana Miyama, that she takes a vow, a formal vow, that she'll never get any benefit from her brother-in-law. Let's just say, to keep it simple here, this is not necessarily the case, but for illustration purposes, they're married. Bechaya Baila, says the Mishnah, that's a case of Bechaya Baila, that her husband's still alive. Let's say she just says this, she just takes a neder, she says, you know, nothing. She says, you know, I don't. Men are terrible. I'd make a vow. I'm not getting any hana from any man other than my husband. So clearly, that's nothing to do with him, and nothing to do with Yibum, and nothing to do with anything. In any similar situation like that, and then her husband dies. Now she falls to Yibum. She can't marry him because she took a vow of not getting benefit from him, one or the other, and therefore. So therefore, since she'll be trapped if he doesn't do a chalitza with her, Yibum's off the table, therefore we force him to do chalitza so she can collect her ksuba and move on. However, if la'achar misas ba'ala, if she takes a neder vowing any benefit from her brother-in-law after her husband dies, so clearly she is just sort of undermining the Yibum process. And now, that means that her brother's not going to have hakam hashem, the brother's not going to have a continuation and so on. And like, this is not part of the deal that she's supposed to live up to. So if she forces his hand by taking a neder like this, so now have it her way. You know, he can say, listen, I'm you want to be difficult, so be difficult, but don't now force me to give you a chalitza and get your ksuba. You know, you're like a moretus, you're like a rebellious wife. So that being the case, mevakshne menu shiachlotzla, we do ask him, we request of him to give her chalitza because it's the decent thing to do, so she shouldn't be trapped. But the Bezdin won't force him because she brought this on herself. She's causing all the trouble through this nether. And that being the case, so the Bezdin intercedes to request of him, but doesn't actually force him to give that chalitza. Vim niskavna lekach, if her intention clearly was to just sort of drive a wedge between her and her brother-in-law, meaning even afilu b'chai b'ayla, even during the lifetime of her husband, so then we're back to that same position of, you know, she is essentially undermining the process, she's being a moredes, a rebellious woman, and therefore, mevakshin himenu shiachlotzla, we do ask him, earnestly and sincerely, to give her a chalitza so she can get on with her life and get her ksuba, but we don't force him, because again, she is the one who is essentially pushing the envelope by making this neder in the first place.